November 2, the adorning that never fades. Whose adorning, let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting the hair and of wearing of gold or of the putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. 1 Peter 3:3-4. The charms that consist only in the outward apparel are shallow and changeable. No dependence can be placed upon them. The adorning which Christ enjoins upon his followers will never fade. If half the time spent by the youth in making themselves attractive in outward appearance were given to soul culture, to the inward adorning, what a difference would be seen in their deportment, words, and actions. Those who are truly seeking to follow Christ will have conscientious scruples in regard to the dress they wear. They will strive to meet the requirements so plainly given by the Lord. Many dress like the world to have an influence. They spend hours that are worse than thrown away in studying this or that fashion to decorate the poor mortal body. But here they make a sad and fatal mistake. If they would have a saving influence, if they would have their lives tell in favor of the truth, let them imitate the humble pattern. Let them show their faith by righteous works and make the distinction broad between themselves and the world. The words, the dress, and the actions should tell for God. Then a holy influence will be shed upon all, and all will take knowledge of them that they have been with Jesus. Unbelievers will see that faith in Christ's coming affects the character. The external appearance is an index to the heart. When hearts are affected by the truth, there will be a death to the world, and those who are dead to the world will not be moved by the laugh, the jeer, and the scorn of unbelievers. They will feel an anxious desire to be like their master, separate from the world. They will not imitate its fashions or customs. The noble object will ever be before them to glorify God and gain the immortal inheritance. And in comparison with this, everything of an earthly nature will sink into insignificance.